Let us consecrate ourselves to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day that ends this interesting week of transition as we enter into a new phase in our country, and we respond, as always, to your call to be servants of you in light and to be channels of that light that you are to the world around us. We offer up to you our day, we offer up to you our hearts, we offer up to you our souls, and we ask that we may serve you in all we do to the glorification of your name, so that all souls may be saved. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, as I said, it is a Friday of this interesting week and this long transition between the election and inauguration day. And so here we are. Getting ready for the weekend and in the midst of the pandemic and everything else. And one of the things that I had mentioned yesterday that I think is an incredibly powerful teaching was from St. Maximilian Kolbe, and I think I've used it in several programs, but it's that mathematical formula, the capital W plus the small w equals S. When our will is aligned with God's will, then that's how you become a saint. Now, one of the fascinating things about that is Maximilian Kolbe was very interested in engineering, and he was kind of a Jules Verne character. You can see all this information in the movie Two Crowns, but he was kind of a Jules Verne character, designing on paper, of course, things like rocket ships and how to get to the moon and everything else. So fascinating person. And he became a powerful saint. As we all know, what he did was he gave his life for another man, a Jewish man, in the Auschwitz concentration camp. As a matter of fact, you saw that among the pictures from the incursion or whatever it's called, in the Capitol building was a man wearing a sweatshirt that said Camp Auschwitz. And, you know, such a horrible image, and many people think of the 6 million Jews, but there were actually 14 million people that died, so the Jews and so many others. So that whole image, including the thought that not only all the Jews who had died in Auschwitz, but even people like St. Maximilian Kolbe, who, by the way, spent the last 10 days of his life being starved to death with I guess nine other men, leading them in song and praise, and I believe he was the last one to die. So leading them in song and praise and just preparing them for heaven. What a powerful experience that must have been for them, as he was this light of presence in this very, very dark place, not only the camp, but also in the place where they left them to starve to death. Very bizarre, the Nazis, but I don't have to tell you that. We all know that. So that sweatshirt that said Camp Auschwitz was just a horrible thing. So anyway, that's what he taught, that whole thing of W plus W equals S. When our will matches God's will, then we have holiness. That's how we become a saint. And one of the things that's part of that is that concept of asking that our prayer is answered in according to God's will. And it takes time to learn that. And sometimes our most difficult points in our life is where we learn that. Now, what I'm talking about, and it's kind of like, you know, people will say, well, I pray for X and God didn't answer my prayer. And I always say, no, God didn't answer your prayer the way you wanted him to answer your prayer. And that's the major difference. And so I get a little skittish. Well, no, I get quite skittish when I hear people talk about that God will answer your prayers and he will heal you or he will do this and he will do that. No, you don't know that because you don't know God's will. But what you can say is, I'm going to ask that God answers our prayers or does bring healing or does whatever, but I ultimately want God's will to be done. So I will accept God's will as necessary. And to be honest, your most difficult times are where you learn how to do that, because obviously in your most difficult times, you are saying, I want this to go away. And this is what I was talking about yesterday. I want this to go away. But ultimately, what you're saying is, however, if God knows that me continuing through this journey is better for me to draw me closer to him, it's better for me to form me into being more the saint he calls me to be, then so be it. That's how we have to live. And because ultimately our greatest desire is to be united with Christ. Our greatest desire is to be formed by Christ. And so it is there that we learn not only how to pray, but to understand that our prayer is not to be used like magic. Now, what's the difference between prayer and magic? Well, magic is, this is what I want, and I'm talking magic with a, what is it, CK? This is what I want, and I want the forces of nature to do what is necessary to get me what I want. So it's making the forces of nature like a slave to you. And that's, you know, magic. It's also witchcraft and things like that. But what God, when we are praying, it's not the same thing. What we are praying is, Lord, this is what I need, and I ask you to answer it on your terms, not on mine. And that's the major difference. And so we are trusting the Lord. We're saying, please take care of this. Please help in this situation. And you're supposed to answer in thankfulness. Lord, and I thank you for what you are doing, knowing that your answer may not be the same as, you know, the answer that God gives you may not be the same, is exactly the same of what you ask for. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, on WEZE, we are at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. We'll be right back. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested, even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
Hey, don't forget the Granada House. GranadaHouse.org is looking for clothes, if you have any winter clothes that people may need. They are in need for their clients that are dealing with substance abuse issues. Go to GranadaHouse.org for more information. In the meantime, remember, we have a website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can contact us. You can send a message. You can send feedback, questions, whatever the case may be. You can tell me to stop saying whatever the case may be. You can also send prayer requests. And if the program is touching your heart and you want to consider a donation to the program, that would be really helpful to the parish. And we ask you to consider doing that. You can do that at the donation page. And you can hear our podcast, including this one, at 3:16 a.m. Right after it airs for the second time on WEZE. So you can find all that at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about how we want God to answer our prayers the way that ultimately in his terms, not in ours. Now, Father Rufus Pereira, who is now deceased, but he was a great, powerful exorcist and preacher from India, and he used to preach at Canção Nova, among other places, he used to preach all over the world, Canção Nova in Brazil, which is the community that both myself and Father Adriano Zandana are connected to. And what Father Rufus Pereira used to teach, he really had a problem with the idea of praying for physical healing as a primary thing. He says, yeah, there is such a thing as physical healing, and he did physical healing. But what he did was, he said there's three levels of healing, and I believe it was spiritual healing, which is confession, and any kind of repentance and the turn from sin. Emotional healing, which is helping us in our difficult struggles emotionally, and then came physical healing. And he really did not like the idea of praying for physical healing as the end all and be all of prayer. He really rejected that. Because, in fact, what we need first is repentance. That's always our need, repenting from sin, because that repentance is the doorway to come closer to Christ. Remember that famous saying of James, Father James Alberioni, for the Daughters of St. Paul, who's founder of the Daughters of St. Paul, Sister Helena Burns's order, who was heard on our afternoon show on Thursdays. And he said, "We be sorry for your sins." Of course, means to repent. Be sorry for your sins, and then from here on, I will enlighten you. So repentance is first, and if we don't understand repentance, then and we turn around and we say to someone, oh, God's going to heal your leg. Well, God may or may not heal the leg, because ultimately the greatest healing begins with repentance. It's that spiritual healing, and then the emotional healing, then the physical healing. And you don't want to give a person the image that God is going to heal them without any form of inner healing of repentance. That's because God doesn't work that way, and you don't want to promise that. I get that all the time. Well, occasionally, actually, people who have no desire to repent, but they want some form of healing. It says, no, it can't work that way, because God's ultimate desire is repentance, because repentance is the doorway to a deeper relationship with Him, which is the doorway to holiness. So it goes back to when our will matches God's will, we become a saint. But if we don't have the repentance first, then you can't do W plus W equals S. You've got W and then maybe comma W and then does not equal S, because there's no connection between the two. So one of the most powerful ways we can always pray is understanding that God will, you want all your prayers answered in accordance with God's will. And even your most difficult experiences are experiences that are going to lead you to holiness. And that's your greatest desire, because that leads you into enlightenment and the enlightenment of Christ. That leads you to a deeper understanding of Christ, a deeper understanding of what it means to be in relationship with Christ, and it all begins there. So a kind of interesting thing to reflect on. And so when you are doing your ministry, always remember when people says, oh, pray, we can pray, but we always pray everything in accordance with God's will. Have yourself a blessed weekend. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.